You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Leah.
And I'm Haley.
And this is Mostly Panic. Happy holidays, everyone. This will be our last show for the semester, so we're bringing in the Christmas spirit for the most part.
Happy Hanukkah.
That as well, but we don't have songs to go for that.
I've been trying to compile some Hanukkah songs. There aren't that many.
Do you have I'm a Latke on there?
No.
Matt sings that song a lot.
No, I have not heard that one.
It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I don't know too many, but I feel like there aren't that many. So yeah. I don't feel as bad about not knowing them.
Yeah. Oh, do we have the Panic Christmas song on our playlist?
No.
We should do that. We'll save that for last.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
I don't have like song. I don't think we have any Panic songs on the playlist.
Oh no.
Because I don't know if they're in Christmas ones.
There's that one that came out last year, yeah.
So,
oh, well. We'll have to change the name of the show.
Do we break the tradition?
I guess.
Okay, I guess we'll just end with one.
Yeah.
Or we could start with one and end with...
She's miming something.
Come on, the best Christmas song of all time.
Oh, are you talking about Trans-Siberian Orchestra?
Of course.
Girl, the Bells. Yeah. Okay, that's what I thought, but I wasn't sure because I thought you were still going with a Panic theme.
No.
I'll find. So we could play Panic first.
Oh, okay.
Or we could, I don't know, whatever you want.
It doesn't matter to me. But I mean, if we don't have the Panic song pulled up, we should probably...
Well, I'm currently pulling it up.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll start with that one then.
I don't know what it's called.
I don't know what it's called either. That's why I feel like we should do it last.
Oh, so I found it. We're good.
Okay.
Hopefully an ad doesn't play.
Yeah, that would stink. It's not on Spotify? It definitely is. I think this is the longest intro we've ever had.
It definitely isn't. You lied.
I lied? Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay. Well, it's already pulled up, so...
Okay.
I think we're
good. Ready to go?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. Lights are turned down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. As long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Sitting by the fire's cozy glow, he don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, he calls a star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow, let it snow.
I don't care.
Weather outside is frightful, but that fire is delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought lots of corn for popping. The lights are way down low, so let it snow, let it snow, let it snow,
let it snow.
When we finally say goodnight, how I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you'll only hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. Long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
That was Let It Snow by Frank Sinatra. Before that was Feels Like Christmas from Panic at the Disco, which means we're not going to end with a Panic song because that is the only Panic song. What was that noise?
Oh, it was the demonic,
like the Febreze sprayer. I thought it came from the mics and I was like, what did I do?
Yeah, no. We're okay.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So, your pick.
Next, I want to play... Okay, so I put two versions of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, on the playlist because I know you don't like Jim Carrey or the movie. So would you prefer
me... I don't like the movie.
I thought you didn't like the movie.
No.
Well, would you prefer the original cartoon or, in my opinion, the better...
We can play the Jim Carrey version.
Okay, good. Just the music. I mean, I like both movies pretty equally, mm-hmm. but the music from this one I appreciate a lot more just because it's a lot less, like, I don't know.
No, I agree.
It's a better quality.
I agree. I just because I don't like Jim Carrey doesn't mean that I can't like The Grinch.
Yeah. You're right. Okay. Well, we're going to do that one. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, from the Jim Carrey version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
As charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
You're a bad banana with a greasy black beard.
Just face the music, you're a monster. Mr. Grinch, yes you are.
Your heart's an empty hole.
Your brain is full of spiders. You got Gallagher's solo, Mr. Grinch. Well, I wouldn't touch you with a
39 and a half foot pole.
Grinch. You have termites in your spine.
You have all the tender sweetness
of a seasick crocodile, Mr. Grinch. Given the choice between you, I'd take the seasick crocodile.
That was Last Christmas by Wham. What's up next, Haley?
Next, I'm really excited to play a song from one of my favorite Christmas movies.
It's the best one.
Yeah, it is. Well, is that, is that Santa Claus is Coming to Town?
Yes.
Okay. So.
No, The Year Without a Santa Claus.
That is the year. Yeah, that's The Year Without a Santa Claus. But in totality, those Christmas movies, I don't know what the
Claymation.
Thank you. Claymation, like the OG, they're so good.
Rudolph, yeah.
They're my favorite. So we're gonna play the Snow Miser and Heat Miser song from The Year Without a Santa Claus.
Oh, all right.
Snow Miser, whatever I touch turns to snow in my closet. much. He's too much.
I never wanna know a day that's over 40 degrees. I'd rather have a 30, 20, 10, 5, and then it's free.
He's Mr. White Christmas. He's Mr. Snow.
That's right.
He's Mr. Icicle. He's Mr. Ten Below.
Friends call me Snow Miser. Whatever I touch, tears the snow in my clutch. Too much.
Too much.
Stop by with your hubby sometime and we'll have a blizzard.
Where to now?
You heard the man. We've got to see Heat Miser.
I'm Mr. Green Christmas. I'm Mr. Sun. I'm Mr. Heat Blister. I'm Mr. 101. They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my clutch. I'm too much.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun. He's Mr. Heat Blister. He's Mr. 101.
They call me Heat Miser. Whatever I touch starts to melt in my blood.
He's too much.
Thank you.
I never want to know a day that's under 60 degrees. I'd rather have it 80, 90, 100 degrees. Oh, some like it hot, but I like it really hot.
He's Mr. Green Christmas. He's Mr. Sun.
Too much.
Too much.
So you just heard part of a scene from The Year Without a Santa Claus. Sorry for the in-between bit there.
Yeah, it was too important to me not to play, but there was a little chopping up in there.
Yeah, it's all good. I think next I want to play one of my favorites, which there's this amazing CD that Rosie O'Donnell put out in like 2001 or something, where she just got a bunch of celebrities together and did like these really funny Christmas songs with them. So this is one that me and my sister sing all the time, even most of the time around Thanksgiving, because it's about eating. So it's called Gonna Eat for Christmas, and it's by Rosie O'Donnell and Gloria Estefan.
Tinsel, don't want bows, don't want Rudolph's shiny nose. I'm gonna eat for Christmas.
From my diet I was strayed, but I'll work out the next day.
Oh, what a shock.
I'm gonna eat for Christmas. It's a time for giving. Won't you give me mashed potatoes and ham? It's a time for sharing. Are you gonna polish off those yams?
You mean these?
No?
Yes, I am. I don't say this to be nice. I'll have more black beans and rice.
Oh, you love
gonna
those.
Eat for Christmas.
At the family shindig, gonna be the Christmas pig. But I leave some room. I'm planning quite a buffet.
Please don't throw away that leftover food. Santa gave us some advice. To be naughty's very nice. Cause when you're stuck, it'll always feel like Christmas. Exhausting. Oh, we got a break now?
Oh, yeah.
I am so hungry, Glo. What do you got?
Put down that sandwich.
Glo, do you have anything?
You can't eat now.
I can eat this now.
No, there's no time.
How much time do we have?
We're almost. You're gonna sing now.
Let me just wait. I can swallow. You take the first
one. Have some water, for God's sake.
I'll join you. Go.
There's a twinkle in my eye for a piece of pumpkin pie. Gonna eat for Christmas.
If I eat one more souffle, I won't fit in Santa's sleigh. I'll be filled with gloom.
To face the scale the next day.
It's no holiday, we'll sing a different tune, you know it.
Take advantage while we may.
Let's pig out on Christmas Day, cause when you're stuck, it'll always be like Christmas to you.
That was fun.
Woo!
Yeah!
Do you know there's a candy machine in the lobby? Did you see it? No, it's there. You want me to go?
I can't believe you.
I...
listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Haley.
And I'm Leah.
And you are listening to the very last episode for the semester of Mostly Panic. So that was Santa Claus is Coming to Town from the Jackson 5. Mm. And before that, I don't remember.
It was Gonna Eat for Christmas by Rosie O'Donnell and Gloria Estefan. Yes.
Can't forget that.
Of course not.
All right, what's next, Leah?
I think next, I know Matt's not listening right now, at least I don't think he is, but
no, he's currently listening to Holding On to You from 21 Pilots.
Classic. but I know he's going to listen to it later. He told me, he was like, I'm going to be around people and I want to listen to it in one straight go. So like, I was like, okay, cool.
We're just so cool that like,
he's got to listen to it like alone in a room or something. But, so I'm going to play his favorite Christmas song, which is Christmas Wrapping by the Waitresses.
Thank you.
busy blur. Don't think I have the energy. Red am I already mad rush, just cause it's 'tis the season. The perfect gift for me would be completions and connections left from last year. Ski shop encounter, most interesting. Had his number but never the time. Most of 81 pass along those lines. So deck those halls, trim those trees, raise up cups of Christmas cheer. I just need to catch my breath. Christmas by myself this year. Picture frozen landscape, chill this room for 24 days. Evergreen sparkling snow, get this winter over with. Flashback to springtime, saw him again. Would have been good to go for lunch. Couldn't agree, we're both free. We tried, we said we'd keep in touch. Didn't, of course, till summertime. Out to the beach to his boat, could I join him? No, this time it was me. Sunburn in the third degree. Now the calendar's just one page, of course I am excited. Tonight's the night I've set my mind. I've been doing too much about it.
Okay, so Haley asked to stop the song.
That's not what I meant. I just meant, like, when the song was over or whenever we decided to cut it short, I would like to come back in before going into a different song so I could bash this song.
It's just, it's not that bad. Like, I understand that it's not the prettiest
thing. It's horrible!
It's fun, though. It's like when people sing Happy Birthday, it's like not that it's good, it's just that it's fun.
I hate Happy Birthday. Like, I love the horns. I love, like, the little in or like the middle part with like the anything without the singing. The voices are so bad. You yourself just said the harmonies are terrible.
Yeah, but the actual song itself is really fun to listen to because it's this story about her spending Christmas by herself, and then she forgets the cranberry sauce and she has to go to the store, and then
okay,
she sees the guy
good.
Who also forgot cranberry sauce.
The lyrics are fine, but that's not the song. The song is bad.
It's also just a very long song with a very monotonous voice, so yes, it's just kind of like...
It's horrible.
I understand it, but...
And I know Matt loves the song, and I am still going to bash it.
Yeah.
Because it's not good.
Well, what would you prefer to play, Haley?
Well, next we're going to play, obviously, the Overlord of Christmas songs. All I Want for Christmas Is You.
Oh, no, I hate this song.
It's so bad.
I hate this song so... What? We stopped Christmas rapping for this?
Fine, what would you rather play?
No, we can play... I mean, I know people enjoy it, so we can play... Like, in itself, I really like the Mike Bublé version. I like the song itself. It has, like, a cute message. But, like, oh, it's so bad. All right, well, here's Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. All I want for Christmas.
I had enough of that.
It's awful.
It was funny. At Loft Lehigh, after the game is over, Matt and I were walking out of Gilbert's because that's where we watched the game. And there was these, like, five guys just carrying a boombox, like, blasting Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You. And they were, like, headed in the same direction as us. We had no choice but to follow them. It was awful.
Forced to listen to the trash.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, after that beauteous song, what should we play next? We should follow it up by something actually good.
Yeah, we should play a good song. Why don't we go with a classic, the king of Christmas, Nat King Cole. What song did I do? The Christmas song. We'll do that one.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you. It's from 1 to 92. Although it's been said many times, many ways, Merry Christmas to you.
Tradition.
There's a certain show that you will see. That is all that many would agree. It is time to find another show to substitute for the Nutcracker.
I'm watching the game, but something's wrong. Staring is my wife, her face looks long.
I know that look, it must be me. It's not our anniversary. I shrug, no clue, what did I do? She stands in disbelief.
What? This holiday scene brings no laughter. Forced going to see the Nutcracker.
I tried to block it from my mind. Think fast, what reason can I find? Got work to do, I'll fake the flu. No chance, I'm done, I'm screwed.
No, I've seen the Nutcracker 20 times.
Sure, it is fun if you are four.
Don't call me a Scrooge, cause it's a bore.
The story's dated and that masking thing freaks me out. Well, guess I'm a guy, what can I say? I'd rather watch football than ballet.
I try my hardest not to groan and pull the score up on my phone. As I complain, it's not the same. We're rushing out the door.
Go! All holiday shoppers on the road. My holiday spirit might explode.
Of course there is no place to park. We're late, the theater's in the dark. In no small feat we find a seat. The show's about to start.
Shh.
Here's that song from Tetris, and I know it's the part when I fight not to fall asleep.
March the wooden soldiers, bunch of mice, start a fight, land of sweets, madness stops trippy.
By the way, this story makes no sense, still don't know what it means after all these years. So confusing, feel like snoozing. Eyes are heavy as I search a tree.
Whoa, wake, must have fallen asleep. Guess I didn't snore, make a peep, cause my wife had no clue I'd been out cold. Is the finale coming up? Cause there is no beer left in my cup. To make it through, I'll need another drink.
Stuck out to the lobby. Oh, look, I found a TV.
I forgot the game was happening.
It's down to the wire. Time will soon expire.
Down by one, this kick would win it. Hot, hot, the ball snap.
Oh, no,
the kick's bad.
Wipe right,
no,
we lost.
No.
How could this night get any worse?
Now I'm feeling all depressed, but I still have to act impressed. A pirouette, oh wow, that's great, a six-year-old can do that too. Saw my team lose at the bar, now dancing dudes in leotards. Last Nutcracker, hopefully, but my wife's thinking differently. She leans in closely, whispers softly, can't wait for you to take me next year.
So that was The Nutcracker by Straight No Chaser, which I just love because I love Nutcracker music. Tchaikovsky man, you know.
The Nutcracker. So many things to yeah. say.
I mean, I never did ballet, so I don't have the bad experiences.
So, I did ballet for quite some time, and I performed The Nutcracker probably 10 years in a row.
Yeah.
And if for those of you that don't know how to, or have never been in a performance, you rehearse for months in advance.
Yeah.
So I listened to Christmas music from June till December.
See, I feel like I should have done that.
On repeat, because countless hours of rehearsal for 6 months every year.
What was your favorite character you played as?
I really liked, there's this one, I don't know what it changed a lot in our Nutcracker. I can't remember. I think it's the Candy Cane. Yeah, Candy Cane's in the actual Nutcracker. But I really liked the music to that one. And it's really fun because a lot of them are like Merloton is like super slow and like kind of like, yeah. But like the Candy Cane one is like really upbeat, and I got to play like a clown, run around and do like silly things like
aww.
Cartwheels and stuff. So that one was fun.
That's cute.
But you know, I have a love hate relationship with the Nutcracker. I
yeah.
love it, but also like music, when I hear it, I just shiver a little. I've also got some input from my mom, who says that Snow, the Dance of the Snowflakes, was her favorite piece. And that one was really fun, too, because it was just
pretty
like,
to watch. Yeah.
It's just a collection of people just running all over the place. And it's really exciting and cool. So thanks, Mom. Forgot about that one. Yeah, so we probably have time for like two more songs.
Mm.
So I feel like we got to get a little Michael Bublé.
I mean,
there.
You got it.
So here we go. This is Cold December Night from Michael Bublé.
Stockings are hung with care. Children sleep with one eye open. Well, now there's more than toys at stake, cause I'm older now, but not done hoping. twinkling of the lights, the Santa carols fill the hustle. Old Saint Nick has taken flight with a heart on board, so please be careful. Each year I ask for many different things, but now I know what my heart wants you to bring. So please just fall in love with me this Christmas. There's nothing else that I will need this Christmas. Won't be wrapped under a tree. I want something to last forever. So kiss me on this cold December night. A tree that smells of pine, a house that's filled with joy and laughter. The mistletoe says stand in line, loneliness is what I've captured. Oh, but this evening can be a holy night. It's cozy on up by the fireplace and dim those Christmas lights. So please just fall in love with me this Christmas. There's nothing else that you will need this Christmas. Cold December night. They call that season a given. I'm here, I'm yours for the taking. They call that the season a given. I'm here, I'm yours. Just fall in love with me this Christmas. December night. Mm-hmm. They call that season a given. I'm here, yours for the taking. They call that season a given. I'm here, I'm yours.
That was Cold December Night from Michael Bublé.
I think that was the demonic Febreze went off again.
Yeah. So now it's time for the grand finale.
Grand finale. This wraps up the whole year.
Yep.
This is my favorite Christmas song and one of my favorite songs.
It was your favorite concert too, right?
Totally. Well, I mean, you know, I've been to 3 concerts now.
Yeah.
Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Panic at the Disco, and Young the Giant, and all of them were fabulous. Mm. But I mean,
this one takes the cake.
I don't know, but it just holds a special place in my heart because I love Trans-Siberian Orchestra so much. So if you hadn't guessed, here it is. Well, we call it, you know, Rock Carol the Bells.
Right.
However, it's called,
it's a real name,
Christmas Eve. Sarajevo. Is that, I don't know.
I think it's Sarajevo.
Sarajevo,
maybe?
Sarajevo, Sarajevo.
Sarajevo.
Okay, anyway, Carol the Bells, here we go. Thank you.
So that was Christmas Eve in Sarajevo or something like that.
Yep, that something real? Like that.
that by the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
I guess that's it.
Yeah, I hope you all
that's
enjoyed
all
the
for
show.
Now, folks.
Hope you have a happy holiday if you celebrate a holiday. If not, have a great winter break and enjoy. Hopefully it'll snow or something.
Hopefully, I guess.
I know you don't.
He's the girl that love the snow. Doesn't love snow.
Oh, well.
Well, yeah.
So that wraps up the semester. We'll see you back next semester.
Oh, goody.
Woo!
For more fun times, more cool tunes, and more painful suffering.
More panic. Classes,
and more panic. Mostly panic, really.
Yeah.
And with that, have a good night.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.